In the book of Revelation, we see that Satan, knowing his time is short, redoubles his efforts to destroy men's souls. As we continue our study of this prophetic book, we look at the organization of the devil's ranks. Satan has set certain of his followers on thrones and has given authority to them. He has one over Palestine, another over Persia, and Daniel speaks of him. Those who followed Satan we call demons. They're fallen angels. They still have all the power and wisdom they had before the fall. That is, they're wiser than we are. Just as the angels aren't limited by time and space, neither are they. They're fewer in number than the angels, for 2/3 didn't sin, but they are innumerable. Satan isn't omnipresent. If he's tempting me, he's not tempting you. But that's not any comfort, for while he's tempting me, one of his demons can be tempting you. You and I are surrounded constantly by demons, but we're guarded by God. The dragon is seen in Revelation 12, verse 4, standing before the woman to devour the child she's about to deliver. This woman represents Israel, and the child is the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, the devil has always been at war with God. He has been at war with God's Son ever since the pronouncement in Genesis 3:15. God declared war when he said, "I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. He shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." It was the devil who moved Cain to kill Abel. He sowed tares in the world so that the flood came. But as Seth was raised up to Adam and Eve, so Noah believed on the Lord. Satan tried to get Esau to kill Jacob, but God delivered him. Then he tried to kill all the male Israelites when Moses was born. But God delivered Moses. But let's hasten to the New Testament. Satan moved Herod to slay all of the male babies in Bethlehem, hoping to kill Jesus, but he was delivered. Then Satan sought the destruction of our Lord when he tempted him to cast himself down from the pinnacle of the temple. Then he persuaded the people of Nazareth to throw him off the brow of a hill. Later, he got the people to stone him, but each time Jesus escaped. When our Lord was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he almost died there, but God sent the angels to strengthen him. Finally, Jesus was crucified. Oh, how happy was Satan! What a triumph when Satan saw that mangled, bloody body in the grave. But God raised him from the dead. When Satan saw the resurrection of Jesus, then he set out to destroy the Christians. What a bloody trail he has left and is still leaving. But thank God, he's a defeated foe. Well, we saw the wonders in heaven, the woman and the red dragon in verses 1 to 6. Now, let's watch the war in heaven, verses 7 to 9. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. This chapter is one of conflict, and these struggles take place during the tribulation. They began with the blowing of the seventh trumpet in Revelation 11, and this period closes at the end of chapter 19. This war starts at the time of the rapture. Satan is the prince of the power of the air. He doesn't want the Christians to be taken out. He'll try to stop the rapture. Then Michael and his angels will rush to the rescue. He doesn't want the Christians to be caught up. The Lord will have to come and snatch them away. Michael will assist in this. He's a warrior, the divinely appointed commander-in-chief of the heavenly hosts who fights with Satan. This isn't the first time we read of Michael contending with Satan. The first conflict was over the body of Moses. When Moses died, I believe that Michael was present to supervise the burial. Satan came to claim the body of Moses, but he didn't get it. Are you wondering, why did Satan want the body of Moses? First, to use it as an instrument of idolatry. Look how they worshiped the body of Lenin. Second, had Satan succeeded, Moses wouldn't have appeared on the Mount of Transfiguration. Third, God wouldn't have been able to snatch away the body of Moses at the resurrection. It's in the purpose of God to redeem our bodies. How could he if Satan could have gotten the body of Moses? Never forget this. Satan doesn't want to see the redemption of our souls or the redemption of our bodies. No. He doesn't want to see the graves emptied. The end of death means the end of his kingdom. This, I believe, is the reason for this great and final war in heaven. This is why Michael and his angels fight against Satan. When Satan loses here, his kingdom is forever destroyed. The Bible says that the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. We see Michael again in the book of Daniel, Daniel 10, 12, and 13. Incidentally, the name Michael means who is like God. I have a lot to live up to with a name like that, haven't I? But Daniel prayed. He prayed for 3 weeks. There was no direct answer. After 3 weeks, a messenger said to Daniel, "Fear not, Daniel. From the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me. And I am remained there with the kings of Persia. Here's a secret, an unveiled mystery of delayed answers to prayer. Are you asking who's the king of Persia? Since Michael is called a chief prince, we see that the angel in charge of Persia is a fallen angel. In Daniel 10:20, we see that there's a prince of Grecia. Must there not be a prince of Russia, China, and the United States? Michael will win the war in heaven. He and his angels will search out every inch of the heavens and cast out Satan and his angels, according to verse 9. Not one of them will be around when we're taken home to heaven to be with our Lord and Savior. How wonderful it will be when the Lord Jesus comes to take home the Christians. I'm looking forward to that day. So many of us believe that the rapture may occur at any day, even this day. For when the rapture occurs, the Lord shall descend from heaven. The dead in Christ shall rise. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up to be with the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. If you're not sure you're saved, make sure by praying, "Jesus, come into my heart now, please."